Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. Today is a new day. Give me a mic check, mic check, mic check.
Mic check, mic check.
Mic check, good morning.
Mic check.
Mic check. Mic check, mic check. Dr. King, Billionaire Joe, Billionaire Baby, top of the morning to both of you, all of you, I should say. Feeling better when you smile, folks. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum and BMF Talk Money Radio. We come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance. And it says when two or more people come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. So our goal here on our forum each and every morning as we working on our 12th year, we say you can literally write this word down. In the midst, not just for, I have to get to the two words I want, but in the midst of all of this confusion, in the midst of all this fear, in the midst of all this doubt, you might ask yourself, what can I do? The question says, and, you know, our theme song for many years, let me just bring that to you right quick here this morning. You can turn this bad boy upside down. Yes, all in your belief system. Top of the morning. Good morning, good morning. And our goal here is to see what we can do, Billionaire Joe. I think I got you up this morning. What I mean by got you up, I got your song. But just to hear a little bit about original message when we started. Yeah, this brings back memories. Mm-hmm.
Turn it up, what? Turn it down.
Yeah. Remember this? This world keeps spinning. Yeah. Each new day. They forgot. I can feel a change in everything. Yes. Changing everything.
As the surface breaks, reflections fade.
Mm-hmm.
But in some ways, they remain the same.
Yes.
And as my mind begins to spread its wings.
Being as happy, mic check.
There's no stopping curiosity.
Mic check.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Come on. Yes. Upside down. I heard you upside down.
Actually, I'm right side up trying to finish this key gun.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Because guess what? She wants to be what? She heard Dr. Love yesterday. That's what you heard.
And I'm going to get you, Dr. Gomez, by.
Okay.
And I said, he needs somebody to help him with doing this a little bit of Qigong. And you did Qigong for a whole 30 days on the beat.
On the
people
beach,
would kill to be able to do that.
I did it with Dr. Love, yes. And I was happy, too. It was incredible.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And being that Joe. I don't know if you know anything about Qigong, Billionaire Bill. Yes, it's slow cash, Billionaire Bill. It's not bad cash. But it's good for your health. Oh, yeah. Good morning. Welcome, folks, if you're just joining. This is a crazy group of people out here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And it's crazy. It's a drop is like it's hot, but we drop it like it's crazy up in here because we love our life. We love our life. Good morning. Good morning. Be that baby, Delray B. Come on. I'm looking for you, Dr. King.
Yes. I
good
love
morning.
My life.
Come on.
I love my life.
Yes.
I love my life.
Come on. What?
I love my life.
Get up out of
no, no, we don't know where tomorrow might bring, but the future is ours away. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today.
Come on.
So long, baby, Mr. John, what I want to stop me, I have enough to say. So I'm never live my life today. I'm never live my life today. So everybody has to sing it out. Oh, 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 I love my life. Oh, oh, I love my
life. Dr. King, I don't have your record. I don't have your song here, Dr. King. Yes, baby, baby. I'm going to give you this morning, baby. I'm going to give you this one this morning. Take your horse.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse from the old town road.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride in the rain. I'm going to take my horse from the old town road. I'm going to ride
in the rain. I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached.
Yes, but you know, baby, you're about to say something. I got a TED Talk I want to do this morning. But then we'll bring you on, and then we'll bring Dr. King on. But what were you about to say? You were out there with your buddy yesterday.
I definitely love my life, and I'm so grateful. Every day I wake up, I just feel so blessed knowing what's going on in the world, all over the world, so many weird and crazy things, but it's people have to have an understanding. They're creating what's going on around them, so they got to start thinking and speaking and acting differently. Yes.
Yes, thinking and speaking and acting differently, and that is a key factor.
Exactly.
And this and what I want to talk about this morning in my little TED Talk that I do once, twice a week. First of all, praise God for all things. Some things we consider good, some things we consider bad. But it's only an interpretation. And again, this is not something that you have to say, yes, you embrace what I'm about to say, but it's not good, it's not bad, it's what is. That's what counts. Hey, Doc, you with me on that one, Doc?
Doc, go ahead, brother.
So what it boils down to is as we experience this life and the phases of life that we're going through is our core belief values. Our GPS, you might want to call it survival system. And based on that core belief value and our GPS survival system, the quality of our lives. So here's the question. So what my thoughts here, this is my lead thought topic here, is our core belief system. values. And as any person, country, organization, they have values, core values, individuals. But it's that core belief value that's going to turn your action. But here's the question. And I know a lot of you, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a lot of stuff to do besides brushing your teeth, taking a shower. Being as happy, making up the bed. You make sure that bed is made up pretty much.
That's right.
The first thing you do is make up your bed. There's a whole talk on that from a Marine on YouTube. But as your bed said, but some of you got one eye open, one eye closed. Those you are on the West Coast, you're still in bed. I understand that too. But here's a question, and I would say, you know, take these messages and what we do here on this forum as life-changing information, I should say. But this is something, if you could stop for a minute, I want you to ponder on this one. What's the topic? Being as happy? Okay, I'll help you out.
Core values.
That's part of it. Our core belief values.
Core belief values.
GPS survival what? System. That's the topic. Now, what I want you to take away from that is a question. Do we form beliefs based on our experience, or do we form beliefs based on our beliefs? Ponder that for a minute. It's a lot. You can have a whole, you write a book on that one. Right, Doc? Everything in the universe. You going to say something, Doc?
No, no, okay. You go ahead. I'll chime in later.
You chime in, okay. Everything in the universe, including all human beings, is made up of physical matter. I think at this point that that's a general acceptance about 30 or 40% of the population based on science and things that from Einstein to science to quantum physics. We kind of put our beliefs around that statement. But here we go. All physical matter is a form of energy, M equals MC squared. Did I get that right? M?
Yes.
MC squared, right? So this is another thing that we embrace. Let's get back to this first statement. Do we form beliefs based on our experience, or do we form beliefs based on our beliefs? So over the centuries, last several hundred years, there have been some breakthroughs here based on this that statement. So if everything in the universe, including all human beings, is made up of physical matter, then all physical matter is a form of energy. That means we are a form of energy. I don't think any of our listeners have a problem with that statement based on, you know, our philosophy. So our mental thoughts, now here's where we're going to get into what we as a billionaire mastermind, our core belief here, one of them, is taken from the works of Charles Arnell, Napoleon Hill, Wallace D. Waddles, those three, that our mental thoughts shape that energy. So if everything is based on matter is a form of energy, then our mental thought, which is energy, shapes that energy, turning our mental and spiritual thoughts into, now check this out, and this is where it gets deep, spiritual thought into our daily physical reality. Now, we're dealing with some heavy, heavy daily physical reality up in here, and it's 2020. Every single day, but if that spiritual thoughts into our daily physical reality. Now, what does this determine, these thoughts? Which determines our quality of our lives, our family, our happiness, our income, our wealth. All of that is determined by this belief system. To better your lifestyle. Now, this is a quote from, if I get the quote, you give me the name, because I can change the way you look at things, the things you look at, change his name is.
Wayne Dyer,
thank you. That's how I have my brain coming up over there. So from birth, we arrive on earth naked. They spank us on the butt and wake us up. But we arrive naked with a memory and pure knowledge of love. Now, his doc speaks about this all the time. That's what we show up with. Abundant of love, then our mighty God, Allah, has blessed each of us with life. So, in this opening, as I want to drive my point here, is what is our purpose? What is your purpose for your existence? And what is your core value? What is that you were brought here for out of millions and millions of potential of you not being you? What is your purpose? If you want to simplify it, and this is what I've been living with, it's a simple purpose that we can focus on a daily basis based on the Zen practice of philosophy. I'll get to that in a minute. But worship Almighty God and not his material creation. That's the purpose. For servants to worship the Almighty. Get it twisted with the creation. Now, in the Zen practice of meditation or teaching, they have one simple, as they sit for hours on hours and hours, in some form of, might call it a prayer, but it is sit. And they have one goal in the Zen philosophy, is to empty their mind and become nothing and to simplify life. And as Socrates said, one of the great philosophers, and they call him kind of like the father of philosophy, a Greek philosopher, he said, the only thing we know for sure is that, and it's difficult, Socrates has said centuries ago, is that we know nothing, that he knows nothing. So, core values are the fundamental beliefs a person or an organization possess, embrace. These are guiding principles that dictate our behavior, can help people understand the difference between, of course, right and wrong. If you have a core value, it's how you view the world in a sense and how you will respond to it. It can help you go be on the right path and making sure that, you know, you will reach your destiny, and that is all for all us to return back home to paradise. So that right core value, you know, about life is, and when you hear someone discuss their core value, like for an example, you know, we go out looking for love, sometime in the wrong places, or for the wrong reason, or for the wrong purpose, I should say. But we're looking for core value in another person that we can embrace and that we can love. Some of the things that we look as in core value is our religious beliefs. That's a core value. Our culture belief is a core value as well. What we believe in many areas, you can establish a core value from, you know, to balance your life and health. I think, and he's 820. Now, we had a great conversation, I believe, I didn't get a chance to be on yesterday. I spent most of the day at the clinic talking about core value here in health. But I've been, for the last 4 months, of doing something I didn't want to really do and to fight these challenges I've been going through, and that is to take chemo. So I decided, based on some diagnosis, to go ahead and the good news is that the report and the PET scan was so good. And I was on every 3 weeks. Now I'm getting off the subject, but I had a core value and belief that caused me not to want to go the conventional way. But fortunately, I think other things I was doing along with that core value belief, they came back and they were so excited. Instead of me going 3 times a month, now I go 1 a month. So there was some progress there. So all praise due to Allah.
Amen. Glory to God.
And you know those.
Hallelujah. That is shouting praise time. We have to stop and have a praise break about that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
That's a major thing.
And I want to thank all of you for your prayers and the prayer line. You know, for the doctors in that multi-billion-dollar institution, I just want to, I got another 9 minutes, to stop. And that chemo treatment that they were giving me is around $2,000 a shot. So that's about, what, $6,000 a month in profit. But they make it here. They make it in their own laboratory. For them to close down $6,000 in income and just take $2,000, that's saying something. Because they would just shoot you with it until you die. So there's another one bite the dust. But praise God. But again, I'm talking about core belief here. But what's important about this point, and I want to bring this up as to what we're going through now. Yea, I walked through the shadow of death, I had no fear. I had no fear because I'm not afraid of death, because what I just shared to you earlier, there is no death. There can't be. If everything is energy, you can't kill energy. You just exist in another form. Billionaire Baby talks about it all the time. When we talk about that. So I had no fear. So none of you should fear the uncertainty of your transformation. When your time is up, the angel's going to knock on your shoulder, say, the mothership is here. It's time to go home. That's it. So whatever you are hearing or whatever they're telling you and these individuals get over there with these egos and they calling each one this, and they just passed something, Billionaire Joe. Was it here? I think the Governor Cuomo. I'm getting off my topic here, but I think I got my point across on my topic, but I'm going to close out with it. But they're going to open up the golf course. What else? Something that the rich people do. What is it, Billionaire Joe? The golf course and something else. But they're going to still close, but people want to stay home. So the rich people can go out and play, but the poor people just sit at home and just try to figure out which way is up. Amazing system that we live in. But again, praise God. So I'm off on another tangent. Praise God for all of you and your thoughts. And as yet, the praise report for it. And I feel good. And I've been up all night last night. I came back and reorganized my office and said, look, let's give this another shot and see if you can hit the final home run before the mothership comes. So we're going to give you another shot, buddy. So this is based on, and that belief that I have has a lot to do with the results that I got without question. So that belief is important as we talk about this morning. So just to recap this morning, and then we get some response from the co-host, our core belief value, GPS, survival, system. That's what I want you to write down on your phone. You don't need to look for a pen. That's the, so someone said, what did they talk about on the Billionaire Mastermind phone? The doctor, go with your mind, talk about our relief value as a survivor system. Then he asked the question. The question is, do we form beliefs based on our experience, or do we form beliefs based on our belief? The answer to that? What would be anybody's answer? There's no right or wrong answer.
When you first asked the question, I thought about from, like, as an infant, when you come here, you don't have any beliefs at all, and you have experiences, and from those experiences, you develop beliefs. That's what I just thought about.
Yeah, to me, it's a combination. It could be from...
Yeah, I do think it's both. I was just taking it from that perspective, like,
yeah,
all the way to the beginning. But as you grow and develop and live, then it's not just your... once you do that, and actually even from infancy, from, you know, when you're a baby and you cry, and if somebody comes to see about you or not, you form a belief then. And then from that belief, more beliefs are drawn or attracted, or because that's the belief that you form, even if you're pre-verbal. So I think that first comes the experience and then the belief, and then more and more beliefs come based on that first initial experience.
Yeah, and absolutely, and I'm going to turn it over to the co-host. But the main thing I want you to take away this morning is that you have the ability to consistently establish your core values. Stay in your job.
Yes, absolutely. What is the question in front of us here this morning, obviously, is what is our core belief? Obviously, you know, our experiences combined with our core values will form, you know, will form the direction, if you will, of our lives. And of course, experiences matters a lot. Of course, our core beliefs would be from interactions with, you know, perhaps our elders, mothers, grandfathers. You know, it's a direction. You know, just like a ship, you know, moving from the harbor into the ocean, you know, requires some sort of direction. You know, our direction obviously will be a combination of our core values and our experiences. Of course, we got a chart or course based on, you know, what's happening out there, prevailing conditions. But certainly our core values will, you know, combine, as I said, with our experiences, will form the bedrock of our direction. That's how I look at it. And certainly these times, you know, will test, you know, those core beliefs that will drive our direction. But it's certainly a great question, and question for us to ponder on, a question for us to really think about, because these times really call on, you know, what we value most to, you know, to drive our reaction to these trying times. But great question, Dr. Richman.
Great, great, great. And we can change those core values consistently as we move through these life's experiences. Is Rhonda on with us? I don't know. I can't see. Billionaire Baby?
Mm-hmm.
And this is
Dr.
Thomas Train here. Go right ahead to give us your response this morning on this topic.
As you were speaking about the gurus, probably mainly from the East, how they would allow themselves to be still and to be quiet and to
the
Zen, go within.
The Zen philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To go within and allow that divine energy to permeate, to come through. As you noted, that often when you're born, you when you come in, you may not remember right away what that is in terms of what really guides you from within, the core, the inner aspect of you, which is your spiritual essence, and the life experiences that we have. We come into a culture, we come into a family, community, village, nation, country. So a lot of that is presented to you, but within us is still that ability to literally have the life experience, but at the same time, when we get still and we get in touch with that alignment, what comes through, and if we begin to think it and speak it and to receive it, it helps to provide the reality, to manifest a reality that changes, that's different. But we all, each one of us, have that ability to affect what's happening in terms of the life experience from that inner essence of who we truly are. In other words, we receive this energy. We sometimes call it love, we call it divine, we call it God, whatever we want to call it, life, we call it life. We're able to help create and direct and expand on this once we understand that we have it within us already. And it leads right to the affirmation I have for this Tuesday, April the 21st, knowing that in the infinitive life where we come here all perfect, whole, and complete. That's that ability to receive that energy coming from God. So we no longer choose, we can no longer choose to believe in old limitations or lack. Or what is that? What is outside of us? We can change it, and we can now choose to begin to see ourselves as the universe sees us, perfect, whole, and complete. So that the truth of our being is that we are created already, whole, perfect, and complete, and receive that energy to expand divinely. And so, let us now choose to live from this understanding. You can call it core values or core belief or whatever, but know that we are all in the right place at the right time, and we can do the right thing as we receive the message through this energy that we call life or God, and all begins to flow and change so that we are well in our world. So we, each one of us, all of us, and all of us together have that ability. Back to you.
Great, 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 and thank you so much. Wow, what some great responses we have. Folks, you're listening to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. This is yours truly, Dr. Go Yushmani. You just heard one of our hosts speaking, and that was the one and only Dr. Talmage Swain, then along with Billionaire Joe, and then with Billionaire Sappy. Great, great comments. We're going to bring on Dr. James C. And he's going to, as he's doing for the last several years, share with us a philosophy from one of our, might call the term founding fathers here, on the Master Key system. Good morning, Doc. Are you ready? You're comfortable? You're all set? And what's going on with you?
No, I'm not.
No? Did I pick up something?
Yeah, I said, no. You asked me, was I ready? I said, no, I'm not. I'm taking this lesson for today, and I'm throwing it out the window because of your opening topic. And it might take me a little bit. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we have to come let us reason together, if you don't mind.
Let's go.
All right. You spoke about core beliefs and core value. So let's start with, and these are going to be reminders for us. Let's start with core value, core, source, the center, the core, all right? Core value only has to do with the manifestation of the power of love from the Most High as it radiates through the universe and takes form. This is core. It's love. But love has definition, in form. What love looks like in definition, in form, has to do with certain attributes that we have to, our job here is character development. We're looking to develop our character to match the core value that the universe presents to us in the form of love. Now, let's kind of, because you gave us a lot, Doc. You know, I don't know. You must realize how much you gave us this morning. You know, there's no way that any of us could have answered you in a short sentence. So let's go to Billionaire Baby, since she was the last one to make the comment and give the affirmation. And the affirmation she mentioned, love in the affirmation. Now, integrity and love are synonymous. Integrity is also a presentation, a representation, a demonstration of the core value of the universe. So is perseverance. These are things that appear as love radiates throughout the mega multiverse, throughout all energy, vibration. It all manifests in the form of coming together. It's we're talking electromagnetic energy here, if you want to look at it another way. We're talking about something that doesn't change. The integrity of God, the core values that we are here to emulate, to grow into, are from the power of love itself. Our beliefs, our core beliefs, are the things that are learned in this life. And unfortunately, you know, Billionaire Baby gave, Billionaire is happy. She said, yeah, when a child comes here, they come looking for love. And what happens is what causes most mental illness in our society is that that child is still in us, and we're looking for love. We're looking for the integrity. We're looking for honor. We're looking for balance and rhythm and harmony and all of the things that are the core values of the universe. And then we get thrown into an area where the first time you get lied to about something that is meaningful, the integrity is out of it. And then we kind of move to, well, I got to fight for myself. The selfishness comes in, and the greed comes in, and the arrogance and the laziness, and all of these things now become our core beliefs. We are still in this search. It's a divine search. It's God's school. It's learning to match our character with the character of the core values of the universe. So what we're really talking about in one sense is character development. This is what the God's school is. It's getting us to the point where we now match our core beliefs with the core values of the universe. Doc, does that make any kind of sense, what I'm saying here?
I'm talking, Doc.
You're hitting the ball out of the park. Go ahead.
All right. So I just want to, you know, because, again, like I said, we're going to we're gonna the lesson. I'll try to work out a way we can come back and do it later in the week. But it still intertwines with what we're talking about, right? So now, core belief, core value. Now we have this character development versus our personalities or our egos or the things that we develop as a result of life experience, as opposed to this birthright, this Christ center that all of us are born with, that connection to God, that universal connection. We are one with, not the same as one with. We're this one with God, but different in degrees. The thing that our degree of expression different from God's degree of expression is that we're moving to a point of developing our character so that we're able to express pure light, pure love, pure gratitude. So this is the value that we're talking about, core values. Those are the things that we are now learning, and this is an opportune time for us to really go inside and begin to kind of level the playing field, you know. We found that, we see greed running rampant right now, planet-wide. We see envy and jealousy and selfishness and despair and doubt. All these things are running rampant, and we have the opportunity now to, let's do the research. Let's weigh out our core values, our source-inspired values, God-inspired values, with our core belief. And we built this belief on developing a habitual mental attitude that kind of mirrored the society or the environment that we live in. A lot of it was centered around our own fear that we weren't going to have enough, so we got to make more money, and the whole thing went into chaos because the focus began to shift towards making money and not adding value, not being of service. All businesses start off with fulfilling a need, with providing a service. And then it got to a point where the money became more important than the service. Every business that we see so off with a certain line of integrity is built into the business. The quality of the service, the quality of the product. Those are things that are emphasized. Anyone that starts a business and they want it to be successful, those are the things that you focus on. And then along the way, you get caught up into a core belief system that says you got to make more money. And now the core value that was really based in love, based in integrity, based in honor, based in perseverance and strength and boldness and balance and rhythm, core values. And we moved from there into an area of arrogance and selfishness and greed and piety and the religious structures and the way that they've been portrayed in our life to, I'm more holy than you are because of my religious background, which had nothing to do in a lot of cases with the core values of love that the universe demonstrates to us daily. Moment to moment. So, we have to get back to a core belief system that matches the core value of the life expression itself, which is love. Doc, that's my short answer, but like I said, I knew it was going to take more than a couple of minutes to kind of share that. What do you think?
I think it was right, kind of what you might call the icing for the cake, on the cake. And you just made it deep and sweet. And what you added strongly, which I didn't even mention, but in terms of developing his core values, talking about love, integrity, and you highlight maybe why we're experiencing what we're experiencing today with this virus, but you was highlighting that our quest is not the service of giving a love as it's supposed to be, was the request to bring more materialism and wealth and money into our lives and not balance it. So that's the portion that I picked up and want to add into, you know, as you develop your core value. It's nothing wrong with being rich. It's nothing wrong with being wealthy and nothing wrong with having abundance, but there has to be a balance. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, the other thing, too, that was mentioned earlier in the week, I'm not sure if Dr. Love was the one that mentioned it or someone else, but you can give a person of poor character money, and the only thing it's going to make is who they really are.
Stronger. Yeah.
So if you're a person who is basically selfish or greedy or arrogant or lazy, I give you money, you're going to become more lazy, more selfish, more greedy, more arrogant.
Yeah.
So it still comes down to how do we match our character, how do we develop the understanding that our core values, this is a quest for us individually and collectively. We're here to change the world.
Mm.
We see that this world has gotten off course to a degree of what the core value, the God expression, the Christ center, the whatever you want to, how you want to label this to describe this radiation of energy from the source in its pure form, which is love.
Mm. We'll be back in a minute, folks. That's Dr. James King as he comes to this Tuesday on the Master Key System. This is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum coming to you each and every morning on the BTM Money Talks Radio. Be back in a second. I wanted to bring up an old song for you, and this is something you might want to ask yourself right now that Marvin recorded many years ago. What's going on? We welcome to the EMF Money Talks Radio Show. We'll be back in a minute. Yeah.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of you die. You know we find a way to bring some love here today.
Yes, come on, Mother.
Father, Father,
mm-hmm.
We don't need to escalate.
What?
War is not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We're only love to complicate.
There's your love, Doc.
You know we've got a way. To bring some love and kiss here today.
Come on.
And take it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah. Marvin asked the right question.
Everybody thinks you are wrong. Oh, but who they judge us? This is all the world is wrong. Oh, you know it's too bad. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, take it back. Right, right.
As Marvin said, what is going on? Back in the, I guess we're talking about the 70s. I think it was, what were we in, Vietnam or the Japanese? Well, I don't know. But he asked a good question. And the same question we need to ask ourselves today. And Dr. King, he talked about love, as Marvin knows here. So
yes,
we definitely appreciate you constantly reminding us about the power of love. So just what the takeaway before we open up, Doc, you go ahead with your comments. And
I just want one more point, if you don't mind, Doc. One more point, okay. All right? And this was something that Dr. Love said yesterday that really rang home. He spoke about our brains, how they operate, that the immune system turns on when we're feeling good about ourselves. And he chose exercise to be that trigger point to trigger endorphins and the other chemicals. See, these are chemical reactions that happen based on how we think. All right? And there's Doc, who's the one that wrote The Science of Mind?
Ernest Holmes,
right. He's the one. He says this piece in The Science of Mind. He says, the higher the sense of truth, the greater will be the realization of the uniqueness of individual character. Individual character. He says, the real self is God-given and cannot be denied. It is the place where God comes to a point of individualized and personalized expression. And we spoke about last week about the light of the world, being the light of the world. Talk about core value. This is what we're really talking about, the spirit of God, man, God, woman, that becomes our quest and our goal, our purpose, is to reconnect with this divine expression. Master Key System. And this is real quick because actually while you were doing the commercial, which was cool, it gave me a minute to kind of recap certain thoughts, right? And we left off 15 and 16. It says, it is our attitude of mind toward life, 17, which determines the experiences in which we will meet. If we expect nothing, we shall have nothing. If we demand much, we shall receive the greater portion. Because the world is harsh only as we fail to assert ourselves. But we're looking now to assert ourselves from the position of the core values of the universe and adjust our core beliefs so that they match those core values.
Wow.
Now, thank you.
Wow.
Dr. King, where were you reading from again in the Master Key?
Oh, Master Key was part three, sorry. Part three. That section that we did last week from 13 to 19, if you go from 13 to 19, it was at 17, number 17.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
This is taken from one of our manuals that Almighty God has sent us down, the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and many other manuals that came along from different prophets.
Yes. Hermetic principles, the seven hermetic principles.
And many principles, but we got three major ones. This is one of my favorites out of the Christian's manual, is Psalm 27. I'm going to play it for you as we close out.
The Book of Psalms. Psalm 27, a psalm of David.
No. 23.
The Lord is my light.
23.
The Book of Psalms. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Green pasture. Mm-hmm.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
Mm-hmm.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Just some thoughts for you today as you move forward out into the world. And we pray that you be safe and that you be granted another inspiring day. And we hope and pray that you will find comfort in your life. I'm going to open up the lines, and while we're doing that, if there are any comments from the co-host, we got about 4 minutes. And you're listening to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And if you're out there this morning, we gonna unmute. You press *6.
All participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
You can share. Praise reports. I think I need a section for that one. Praise reports. And you heard my praise report. And that's just the beginning. Okay. Well, we hope that you were inspired in some way, and we're going to get ready to close out. We got about 4 minutes. And what I would like to do, well, let me just play this song, and then Billionaires, Billy Tycoon, get ready. We're bringing you on. This is one of our theme songs here. And don't worry, be happy. Hope this brings some smile on your face today. How many of y'all that got that stimulus check? Anybody got one?
Go with that. Go with that.
I know you speak up about that. How many got that stimulus check? Nobody?
I got mine. This is Cynthia from Atlanta.
You got your Cynthia, got your stimulus check?
Great. I got mine last Wednesday.
Who's that? Last
Being that be brave, I got mine.
Being that brave, okay. Who else got that check?
In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it stop.
Awesome lesson this morning, Ollie. Yes. Awesome.
Thank you. But let me tell you something now. Based on what we teach on this Billionaire Mastermind Forum, you know what you're supposed to do with part of that check, right? Take yourself first. Invest 10%. And then dig at least $100 of it. A tough $100. Turn it into some project that's going to turn back and put your dollar bills to work.
Say that again, Ollie.
Huh?
Say that again.
I said 10%. Pay yourself first. And you take the 10%, which I would normally say, put it in the bank. But don't put it in the bank. Buy gold. You can open up a gold savings account. Contact me on how to do that. Let me see that. A gold savings account. And we'll send you gold. Right in it from FedEx. But in the bank, you're not going to get it. And then you take another 10%, which is about $100, and find something. Let me find this music. Find in your home-based business, you're off. What happened here?
All participants are muted.
Okay. Then.
Sorry, I just wanted to stop the music.
Oh, you did? Okay. How did you stop it? Because I'm on the dashboard. Okay.
I did a mass mute, but I'm going to turn back around and unmute it. So anybody else?
Oh, you did a mass mute. Okay, I got it.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I got it, Lady Tech. I got it. Okay, great. Okay, Cynthia, so take about $200 out and put it on the side if you haven't spent it all. Okay, who else do we have? Okay, Lady Tech. Lady Tycoon?
I just heard a female voice that was about to say something. Or somebody. Go ahead.
Somebody had a comment. They said mic check. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. We got quarterly. Because I hope you took some core. Glad to hear that praise report.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I had the fried chicken in my hand yesterday. I was at Walmart. And they had a whole fried up, wrapped up, ready to go. And then my son looked at me and said, I thought you wasn't gonna eat no more fried chicken. He said, "What King David said?" I said, "King David said, put it back." He said, "Put it back."
Chicken, boy, that's fried chicken. You keep going back.
I put the fried chicken back. I put it back.
Chicken.
Well,
Jesus,
I hope I don't
chicken. To me. All right. Let me get back.
Right, we gotta get out. We gotta get out. King
back.
David. We gotta get out.
Dr. King. See, when they watched the movie Self-Made, even though it was diverse, it wasn't self-made. It was her core values and her tenacity that kept going. And that was in the 1800s, early 1900s. What's our problem today? Core values. When she had that team and wanted to go into all the markets, and the team said hell to the nah, and protested at the event. She had to go back to her core values and turn down that other money. Because it wasn't just about the money. About legacy.
Yes.
Keep hope alive.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. Folks, you're listening to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Yeah. Yeah.
Great broadcast. Great topic.
Thank
great
you,
topic. Loved it. You're welcome.
What's the topic,
Jafari? A hero ain't nothing but a stomach.
Let me test him out. What's the topic, Jafari?
Oh, man. What's the topic?
Yeah, what's the specific topic? That's something I'm testing. I'm seeing if you're writing down anything. I'm just trying to retain all of it.
No, I didn't write anything down. I'm going to go back to the playback. But core values, core beliefs? No, I agree. When you asked the question, I kind of thought what Billionaire is Happy thought and what Dr. King was expounding on, which is basically subconsciously it's came here with, and what Billionaire Baby said, or Dr. Thomas Swain.
I got you.
It's what we learn.
I got you. But let me give you four, right? Can we get a pen and paper?
Well, while he's getting a piece of paper, I just want to add one last thing, was that I didn't get a chance to finish, and that's when we were unconscious, but now we are conscious, and we can make conscious decisions as to what our core values will be. Back to you. Go.
Yes.
You got paper and pen?
Go ahead, Doc. What you got?
I'm giving you the topic so you know it.
Okay. I'm ready.
Our core beliefs, value. GPS survival system. Our core belief, value, is our GPS survival system. And then the subheading under that was the question, that's the statement. Do we form beliefs based on our experience? Do we form beliefs based on our experience? Or do we form beliefs based on our belief?
It's both.
Okay. So that's the takeaway. So in your conversation today, and you speak to someone you know and you love, let me ask you a question. Throw that question at them. Try it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's get out of here. Lady Tycoon. I don't know about some of you. Maybe because I'm kind of had to do something, but I have my computer open, right? I think Venus Happy does too. And I have it on Word. And what you can do as you listen to the lesson, you type it in, but maybe some of you might want to write, you know, have a pad. We're going to have to get a special book. But these are some life-changing information stuff you get here. You need to pay attention to it. You're not getting anywhere else. Who else? Who said my check?
That might have just been me.
Oh, wow. Your voice is getting deep, girl. What's going on?
I have to come back to that about writing it versus typing it into Word. You know, when they were speaking a lot about the brain yesterday, I figured that we would be continuing some of that conversation soon. I look forward to Billionaires Happy, as well as Rhonda expanding on some of that. But I thought, and Billionaires Happy, you can probably talk about it another time, the difference between when we're writing it versus when
there
we're
is a difference.
Yeah,
there is
a
difference.
More powerful when
There's
we write
difference.
It.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, so I just never even think.
But, he has to do the fastest and the best for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Some people can type faster than they write, like he can in his situation. But it is better and more effective if you write it by hand. And
yeah,
if you write it in script as opposed to printing it.
You'll have to tell me about that another day. Awesome.
Okay, ladies.
You know, the book says, write the vision, make it plain. Not type
it.
Let's go.
Modern technology.
We're over time.
Any new callers on the line, by pressing *6, we'd like to welcome you and just return the love, energy, and vibration that we share here today. If you don't have an opportunity to do that this morning, we invite you to come back again. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, including holidays, so we definitely would love to hear from you. If not today, then do come back another day soon. Let's remember all ages are welcome on our broadcast, so take the opportunity to invite someone to join us here, whether live or on a replay, at 712-432-1085, same PIN, 915-358-pound. When you invite people to the broadcast, make sure you alert them if they have Metro PCS or T-Mobile. Some of the cell phone providers have blocked in regard to conference calling. There's a bridge line they can dial through. That number is 206-451-6043. Once you dial that number, you do need to enter the conference call number and the pound sign behind it, then the PIN number and the pound sign again. We want to thank Dr. King for his message today. I'm the Master Key. If you don't have the book, you can go online and find that title, The Master Key by Charles Honnell. And then the edition that says P-S-I-T-E-K. You'll be able to follow along as he shares the message every Tuesday from the Master Key. Today the message was from part 3, number 13 through 17 or 13 through 19. So that section again on the Master Key. But we look forward to his message every Tuesday. Well, we appreciate each and every one of you. This is Karen Creasy, Lady Tycoon, KCConnectsU.com. Let me turn it back over to you. Let's go, go, go. Make it a great day.
And you know, Doc, when you started Psalm 27, you should let that play, too.
Psalm 27 is good, too.
Yes.
Yes. I've seen that thing close. Closer. Looking for the closer. Closer. Dana, baby, where's your crew? Mm-hmm.
I think they all left. We went over so much. We went over time so much. Closers are
Billionaire and awesome, awesome birthdays.
There they go. Okay.
Thank you, Helen.
This is Evelyn.
There they go.
London.
Come on, girl.
I want to share something with you about the billionaire.
Come on.
Come
on.
Broadcast family.
Come on.
Ooh, we are like a box of chocolate.
Yes, come on.
Never, ever.
Ever.
Know what you are going to get.
You will never.
You are guaranteed that it's going to be
good.
All participants are unmuted.
Three, one.
Crazy good. And heavy good.
Yes, crazy good. Yeah. Exit dancing. Come on.
Thank you, Dr. King.
Come on. Come on. Who's out there wanting to dance this morning? Come on. I want to feel that heat. Let me get that music. Hold on.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Girl. Yeah. I want to feel that heat. Okay, here's an idea. We're going to have a dance party. Anybody up for it? Virtual Zoom dance party where we can go on and you can get up in your living room, put on your Zoom video, and we'll play music for about 15 minutes. Who wants to join me on that?
I will.
Billionaire B.
That's a soul train line.
Yeah. So we'll set the date.
Until I put on my bell bottom.
You can put on whatever you want. As long as you let us see you on your, just put on your video so we can see you. I got a Zoom that can hold up to 500 people. I got an account.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
When?
Well, Billionaire
yeah,
Be Brave, I'll be there.
You'll be there. So we'll get a chance to see each other in the we get a chance to see each other in the raw, like they're broadcasting all these shows from their home.
Are you gonna wear your captain hat?
I'll put a captain hat on. Some of us need to go. Some of us need to get some makeup. Get a makeup artist in the room before we get started.
Just a little bit.
You know, a little dash over here, a little powder here. You know,
championship ain't pretty.
Some of y'all guys
anyway,
do that too now.
Yeah, we get out of that. I'm talking about time. It's 9:13. We'll get out of it, folks. We love you. We appreciate you. And just remember, you know, your core belief system is your guidance system. Appreciate you. God bless you all. We'll see you in the morning. Bye bye.
Have a
beautiful Fendiga.
KS, what?
Love everybody.
Bye.
God bless you, my child.
Make today the greatest day ever.
Gary, what's going on, Gary?
Day.
Gary, give me a call. Give me a call, Gary, on your new project.
That
Gary.
Bitcoin, that Bitcoin, that Bitcoin. You could change some lives with that Bitcoin. I'm gonna call you about it.
What's the price of Bitcoin now?
No, it ain't. It ain't that.
All right, call me, let me know what
Bitcoin
you got.
Bitcoin 6825.
Don't make a difference what the price of the Bitcoin is. It's
the system. Yeah.
There you go.
The system.
We'll talk. I'll talk to you, Ali.
Beyond
how
Bitcoin.
Much, how much you need to get started, Gary?
One time. Well, it depends on the price of the Bitcoin. Right now, today, it'll cost you $200 to get on a level. $99 you're paying for the membership. You pay a yearly membership. So if anybody got a stimulus check, this is the
right,
program they can get in.
Yeah, okay. So that stimulus, that's what I was looking for. Somebody's got a little $1,200. Take $200 to $300,
yep.
Put it on
that's
the
it.
Side, and
put
take
some
the rest
in.
Of
put some work
put
in. Put some work in.
All right.
There
but,
you go.
We'll talk.
We're going to
talk.
All right.
That's 0.016 of the Bitcoin with that $100.
How much is Bitcoin? Billionaire Joe, how much is Bitcoin?
I'll find
68.
Out. 68?
Okay, great. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. I train y'all every Thursday, but y'all don't get on. Don't worry about it. It's up
okay.
On this coin if you have it. Donald got a coin.
Okay, bye-bye. I got some coins, too. All right, we'll talk later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.